Always maintained, rightly or wrongly, that if necessity is the mother of invention, boredom is the midwife of art. Most of my artist pals would probably disagree, but I can only speak for myself. If I were busy with a job or a family or any of a countless other enterprises, I doubt I'd stay up late to find the time to make art. Of course, my pals would point out that I somehow chose art over careers and family and all the rest, and I'll grant the point, but I suspect it was my laziness or contrariness that kept me from those, and so ultimately I ended up living hand to mouth with part-time jobs as a recluse on this American backwash. Too much time on my hands, not enough TV maybe, but eventually succumbing to the siren song of art as a cure for ennui. I sure didn't intend to be an artist any more than I planned a career as a business executive. No doubt there are plenty of folks who do, just not me. A friend of mine who rode cross-country moving his divorced daughter from Seattle and Gomorrah back to Madison, Wisconsin with me for 4 days told me us artists with our mantra that we found the perfect job, one that we love and doesn't even really qualify as work, just screws it up for the people who need to take some crappy job in order to live, to raise a family, buy a house, all that stuff we call the American dream. They don't need to hear some yahoo like me telling them art isn't work, it's a passion. Gee, just find your passion and you're all set. Bullshit, he says. You want society to operate, people have to work jobs that they're no way going to be passionate about. But they'll be fine, even fulfilled. Shut up, he told me, giving folks false hope. So, I'm telling you, if you're not bored, be happy. Life is good. Sure, us artists are probably passionate, but maybe not happy. If I'm bored, rest assured, I'm not contented. But if you think I'm going to get a job, don't kid yourself. I'll just go make something. Not saying that's what everyone else should do.